Mayor Daly, friends, and distinguished guests. Today is a glorious and historic day for the arts in Chicago. I am honored to stand here in the stead of any number of thousands of voices and hands and feet and hearts who labor every day in the vineyards and the cultural battlefield of self-affirmation. Thousands of men and women who are armed and armored with an enduring strength and a collective responsibility that is singular in its purpose, the enrichment and affirmation of all of our lives as worthy of the highest art and the highest possibility. We have gathered to dedicate this building to the continued work of the Goodman Theater. It is a magnificent building. In another guise, it is a temple, a palace, a monument dedicated to the preservation and promotion of the cultural values of the society we live in. 60 years ago, the social policies and practices of the society did not permit all Americans to participate in the process of defining the American character and conscience. They did not allow all Americans to contribute the speed of their intellect and the heft of their brawn to the signature of what it means to be an American. That I am standing here now, on the eve of my play, King Hedley II, being the inaugural production of the new Goodman Theater, says much about all of the places where we as a society shine with virtue, and speaks to our learned ability to embrace a common humanity that instructs in its exaltation of the one life any of us is going to lead. I am reminded of my mother, who invested her life with a firm belief in the Constitution and America's willingness to live up to the meaning of her creed so as not to make a mockery of her ideals. We have all shared a common history as Americans. We can all trace our ancestry back to a ship's log or an airline manifest. We are heirs to a great faith, a great belief in one's ability to render out of his experience the truth of a high and indelible purpose emblazoned with the high ideals of human conduct. We are part of a long line of people who embrace that faith and set out through an unknown landscape, complete with false trail, forked roads, a landscape of impossible cartography. Going, as a Langston Hughes wrote, sometime in the dark where there ain't no light. We are part of a long line of people who wrestled the meaning of the word American from sometimes stubborn and unyielding realities and learned to wear it and embrace it with love worthy of its complexities. To stand and sit here now is to occupy the ground that they have pioneered, heroes and scoundrels alike. Out of the rubble of our deeds and misdeeds, out of our historic circumstance, we have arrived at this place in our history as a people of our own making, our own heroics, and our own failures. This building is a challenge and an invitation to theater artists across America. It is a testament to the recognition of the value of our work. When our grandchildren look back on this historic day, they will see in Chicago a city engaging its civic duty with pride and confidence. A city that has become a sterling example as one who recognizes the arts as a vital part of human life and contributes to our sense of well-being as Americans. There are many people here today who, through the tears, have labored to build working relationships with corporate and private foundations, as well as communities of people that have valued, volunteered, investigated, probed, pushed, and otherwise provoked the Goodman into being a vital institution all Americans can be proud of. I salute you. You are visionaries in the best American spirit of the farmer who looked out over the cracked earth and hard-scrabble landscape of Indiana and saw the amber waves of grain and fruited plains so beloved in our song and mythology. You not only saw what was possible, but what was necessary. You understood that art is the engaging of life at its zenith, that it enlarges the sayable and speaks in most urgent terms not only what it means to be human, but what humanity means to nature. I salute you. The field of wheat and corn does not come into being without hard work and perseverance and faith in one's ability and the rightness of one's task. Art is the spiritual product of the people who create it. Out of their experiences, the sacred and the profane, is made a record of their traverse and the many points of epiphany and redemption. By examining the record, we can measure with surety our condition and the perils that threaten our survival. Theater empowers and provokes a sense of self that speeds our development and progress in all areas of American life. It has proven itself to be a powerful force in our understanding of the nature of human conduct, its noble actions and profound failures. It has guided us to a better place and points us always to an inspiring future. We who work in the American theater are heirs to a spiritual wealth that has taught us that theater is architecture of the human spirit, that ennobles and empowers if it is honest and full of grace, and that its eloquence can only be fashioned out of the uncompromising truth. It is the American theater that has often led us through the social welter of the regional, class, and racial conflicts, providing fresh insights and fragile but enduring bridges of fruitful dialogue. Theater, like all of the arts, commits the artist to a course of discovery in which he or she makes use of their intellect and their heart. The results are often varied and many. Sometimes there is a twining of the head and heart that bridges the dark night of the soul and aligns the artist with the gods. Other times, the investigation of the human terms of life and all of the many and varied definitions leads to startling discoveries about human nature. Still other times, artists have been led down the blind alleys of faith and illusion and find themselves looking back in wonder at their own blunders, which have led them, boatless, to the edge of a vast and encompassing ocean. With such seminal works as A Long Day's Journey Into Night, Death of a Salesman, and A Raisin in the Sun, the theater has provided us with a mirror and forced us to face personal truths and enabled us to discover within ourselves the courage to enter what D.H. Lawrence called the dark forest of the soul, safe in the knowledge that we can always, like Hansel and Gretel, find our way back home. It is such playwrights as Tennessee Williams, Arthur Miller, Ed Bullins, Thornton Wilder, William Inge, Lillian Hellman, Eugene O'Neill, Edward Albee, and Lorraine Hansberry to which we owe an invaluable debt. They have provided us with a unique and vibrant theater that encourages the new as well as celebrates the age-old accomplishments, which provide a history and platform for theater artists to stand and shout or whisper as they choose. We who work in theater are privileged to stand at the cutting edge of an art going all the way back to the ancient Greeks. It is a fearsome place to stand, to be gifted with the triumphs and failures of countless playwrights down through the ages who have, through will and daring, found within the turbulent history of the human race a means of measuring the condition of human possibility, who have found within the human thought and action a conduct of high and exalting purpose. It is a cascade of blessing of which we struggle to be worthy. We can take our inspiration from our responsibility as global citizens. Our responsibility as artists who belong to a specific time and through whom the travails of humanity and its collective experiences can be given voice and vent. We are what we imagine ourselves to be. If we can imagine ourselves storming the citadels and wading on the artistic battlefield to count the corpses and examine the barricades, then in our heroics, we can find inspiration for even the most arduous and exalting of tasks. If we do not squander our inheritance, we can add to our storehouse of heroics a fierce will and purpose. If we in the theater become secure enough in our history and the common tools we possess, we can make a stronger noise, a noise that is raised out of the ruckus and embattled conditions of modern life, with all of its coils and trappings, its color and din, its calamities and its beauteous triumphs. Until that noise is raised, it cannot be shaped. Until it believes in its right and its reason to exist, it cannot be raised. It is theaters like the Goodman that ensure a robust future for the American theater. For they have long trusted the presence of its playwrights and believed in their ability to make bountiful music. The building has been completed. The workmen have gone home. The dust has been cleared, and now the artistic leadership has been entrusted with this splendid architecture. It is a leadership that has proved itself remarkable and well-equipped for the ardent task you have given it. Waiting in the wings is an army of people born and unborn. Playwrights, lighting, set, sound and costume designers, stage managers, ushers, box office personnel, press, advertising, education and marketing directors, electricians, set builders and painters, dramaturgs, directors, prop masters, wardrobe assistants, seamstresses and dyers, the people that design the ads and posters, the managing directors, the accountants, the janitors, the building engineers, the lawyers, the agents, choreographers, and actors. The actors will walk across the stage. They will howl. They will conspire with and struggle to gain truth, the sum total of our collective experience, and to hold the mirror, as it were, up to nature. From this stage will be raised a ruckus and a noise that will echo in the whirlwind. Long after you and I have spent our last night of the universe, footsteps will echo across this stage, and in a language that is universal will announce their presence with song and surety. Embodied in them will be the duty of remembrance and celebration, the duty of exploration and preservation. Speaking for this generation of theater artists, we accept the challenge and the invitation this building exemplifies. We pledge to continue the search for truth without censor. We pledge the total investiture of our talent and the muscles of our hearts, which will ply their trade with furious and redemptive passion. We are prepared to answer the call to our duty and step forward with the bold and imaginative work of which we know we are capable, and to which the American theater, with its long and fruitful history, deserves.